The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Can I just make a very personal plea to the senior citizens in our audience? And I are one. Oh, my goodness. I am in total, complete denial that I am a senior citizen. I really am. I don't look at myself as a senior citizen. I don't feel like a senior citizen. And I am in complete denial. I actually went into denial when I turned 65. Just denial. I am not 65. And then when I turned 70... No way, Jose. No. I am not 70. No, well, but anyway. But if forced, I would have to admit, yeah, I'm a senior citizen. And because of that, I have a heart for, especially for those who are not in denial and are willing to admit that they're senior citizens. What prompted that? Not during the last commercial break, during the one before that. My phone went off. I've got it here in the studio, and it started vibrating during the commercial break. And I noticed that the phone number was very close to my phone number. Now, you know, most of you know this. When you get a phone call and the phone number is very close to your own phone number, it's a scam. 99.9%, it's a scam. So it was right at the beginning of the break, and occasionally I have a little fun with the scammers. I just, you know, I can't help it. But so I thought, well, I will listen. It was a very, very official sounding voice. It was obvious to me that it was pre-recorded, possibly to someone who's not into radio and all that stuff, but it was clear to me that it was recorded. This is the United States Social Security Administration, and we are calling to inform you about a very serious instance. Your Social Security account has been blocked because of suspicious activity. In order to reinstate your Social Security account, it is imperative that you talk to one of our representatives immediately. Please press 1 immediately to talk to one of our representatives. Now, by then, it was getting to the end of the commercial break. Otherwise, I probably would have hit number 1. And when the person actually answered, I probably would have said, please don't do that. Oh, my goodness. I've got grandchildren that depend upon me. You can't take my... I would... I've done that occasionally. But I didn't today. But anyway, it sounded on the up and up. And I was just reminded of how many people are scammed every week, every month, every year by deceptive phone calls like that. And they prey on senior citizens who, for the most part, are very trusting. And not only are they very trusting, they're very concerned about their future. A lot of senior citizens live on their Social Security alone. That's all they've got. And just the thought of losing their Social Security puts them in panic. And they may think, well, I don't know whether this is really true or not. But, folks, listen. It is extremely important in the evil, wicked times that we live in today that you foster a healthy skepticism. Don't ever, ever, ever give personal information to anybody who calls you on the phone. I don't care how official they seem. I don't care how convincing they are. So please, 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 to my senior citizens in my audience, I want you to know something. There are a lot of bad, evil people who want to scam you, who want to take your money, who want to rob you. There are wicked, evil people lying in wait to deceive you. Please be careful. Please be cautious. Don't believe a phone call that says your grandson is in jail and he's not allowed to call you, but they're a friend of your grandson and he desperately needs money in jail. Hang up. The Social Security Administration is not going to call you. Your bank, oh, this is one. Your bank is not going to call you and say, you know, we've got a problem with your bank account and we need to re-enter your information. Can you just verify what your Social Security number is? Or we're looking here at your account number. Could you verify, could you read to us your bank account number so that we can check it with what we have in our records? Don't believe any of those things. Your bank is not going to call you. Social Security is not going to call you. Your grandson is probably not in jail. Those are some of the more popular scams. Be careful. Please be cautious. Those people who are willingly trying to rob, and it's theft, it's robbery. I don't think there's any difference between that scam phone call I just got, supposedly from Social Security. I don't think there's any difference between whoever was on the other end of that phone than a guy or a girl who walks into a bank with a loaded pistol, points it in a teller's face, and says, give me all the money in your drawer. And I think they ought to have the same consequences. I do. I think those phone scammers, when they are caught, I think should go to prison. I really do. So anyway, pardon the little rabbit chase there, but I got that phone call. I was just reminded of how authentic these phone calls seem. And how authentic a lot of the emails are. And listen, to the senior citizens who use email, same counsel, same advice. Don't give your information to anybody. If you get an email from your bank, call your bank. It's really easy to find the phone number. Call your local branch and say, hey, I just got an email and it says from you folks. Did you send me an email? Call them and find out. Don't respond. And by the way, since we're talking about that, I don't open any attachment. I don't open any attachment unless I know the person that it's coming from, number one, and number two, I am expecting the attachment. That's why I gave up. On Facebook, every day I receive attachments on Facebook from people who are my Facebook friends. I got news, I won't open it. Sorry, don't send it. And probably a dozen times in the last 5 years, I've posted on my Facebook page, folks, don't send me attachments, I won't open them. Please don't. And I still get them almost every day. I won't open them, and you shouldn't either. And by the way, don't forward them. But it's really good, Bob. I know, but there are so many phony baloney things out there. Don't be sending attachments. Be careful. Be cautious. And as I said, foster a healthy skepticism. I know you want to be a trusting person, but there aren't a whole lot of people that you can trust today, sadly. Don't live in fear. Don't live in fear. But don't be gullible either. Senior citizens are scammed out of millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars. You know, there's another one. Somebody stole your mortgage information, and we've got to have your mortgage information. No, 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 no. Don't do it. Just be careful. Be cautious. Be overly cautious. All right. That's not what I had intended on talking about, but I just feel a responsibility to warn my listeners. I care about you. I really do. We're family, and we got to take care of each other. All right, we'll be back.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Bunch of Neanderthals. Talk about a bunch of Neanderthals. Well, that's what President Biden called the folks in Texas and Mississippi. Joe Biden, President Biden, called the Texas governor and the folks down in Texas a bunch of Neanderthals because they lifted all the mask mandates and they basically opened the state up. They opened the economy up. Dr. Fauci, when Texas announced it, said, quote, "This is risky and potentially dangerous." Okay, so we are now over 3 weeks, almost 4 weeks, almost a month out from when Texas lifted all the mask mandates and so forth. So what's happening to all those Neanderthals down there in Texas? Here is the headline from yesterday from WFAA.com, one of the major news sources down in Texas. Here's the headline from yesterday. Headline, Texas hitting record low numbers in multiple COVID-19 statistics at the beginning of April. Here's the story. Texas health officials reported fewer than 1,000 new COVID-19 cases Monday for the first time since early June of 2020. This is, and again I'm quoting, this is one of the many statistics that have been declining across the state the past few months. State health officials reported 837 cases of COVID-19 on Monday of this week. This is the first time there have been fewer than 1,000 new cases since June 8th. Texas has had fewer than 5,000 reported cases every day since March 3rd. The state's current 14-day average is 2,225. This is the lowest it has been since June 6th through the 19th. The record high 14-day average happened in January when it was 18,915. Hospitalizations are the lowest that they have been since June 15th. Every measurable aspect of COVID in Texas has dropped dramatically. Dr. Fauci was asked about this a couple of days ago, and he said he's perplexed. he's perplexed. He said, quote, when you pull back on all mitigation methods, on all public health guidelines, that's when you get into trouble, and history has proven that. This isn't just some kind of theoretical. It's a point that I'm trying to make. It is not theoretical. It actually happens. Well, that was Sunday. He was asked, well, what about Texas? He said he was perplexed, and he suggested that it might be simply because of a lag. In other words, they just haven't been reported yet. Now, the only problem with that is the time of from contamination to symptoms is usually 2 to 14 days. We're now out almost a month since Texas lifted all of their mandates. Now, as one of my callers pointed out, that doesn't mean that everybody in Texas threw their masks away. It doesn't mean that all restaurants and businesses in Texas threw away their mask mandates. No. In fact, many businesses, restaurants, and so forth are continuing to require masks. And the governor of Texas said, that's fine. That's the way it should be. That's your decision. But we are not going to make that decision for you. That is now up to you. So when the decision was left up to the people and all mandates were lifted, there has been a rapid decline in cases, hospitalizations, and deaths. Does that mean that the same thing would happen here in Ohio if we lifted all mandates here? I don't know that anybody has any way of knowing. But here's what we do know. All of the dire predictions were not true. And it looks like the Neanderthals are doing fairly well down in Texas. The pressure on Governor DeWine is going to become greater and greater and greater as we see more states loosening their restrictions. And in most cases, not all, but in most cases, the dire predictions are not coming to pass. Just interesting. All right, folks. Hey, thank you for joining me. And I mean that. It's an honor to have you there. Have a great evening, but please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.